Hi, this is Michael Jackson. I'm just going to tell you that I'm going to kill you if you, don't let me fondle your little boy. So, if you can please just relax, don't worry, you'll have all the food you can possibly want. You'll have all the drugs you need, all the uppers, the downers, the in the middle earths, you know. They give you lattes and your little frou-frou drinks but don't you dare step one of those pretty little feet outside of this house, because if you do, I'll have your family killed. We're gonna hang you up by your toes, and we're gonna skin you alive, you and your family, and we're gonna eat your flesh, and then we're gonna gnaw off your ears, and then we're gonna eat your ribs one by one, and you're gonna feel it all. Do you understand? Okay, well, I'll be back, and don't worry, your little boy's being well taken care of. We're, you know, he's got his own playground. He can go up and down the slides. He can do whatever he wants, just as long as he comes to bed with me at night. Even there, he's well treated because you know, I sleep with an oxygen tank, just blowing around me. I love breathing pure oxygen, and so your boy is gonna grow up to be a healthy, strong boy. I mean, semen has lots of protein in it.
That was a recording I found while visiting Michael Jackson, not too long ago, actually. They were gonna call me to be on trial, but they decided that I was a slightly unreliable witness. Well, I'm not sure exactly what they mean by that, but I mean, if that's the way that our court system wants to work, I mean, who am I to, you know, deny them? Well, I have an email here today that I figured I'd read and comment on, because I suppose it's kind of important. It says, now this is from Jacob. Jacob says, "Sam, I listened to your show. I've listened from the very beginning a week ago, and I don't know who you are. You just came out of the blue, so to speak, and, well, I'd like to be a little enlightened. Jacob Washteen." Alright, Jacob. Well, my name is Sam, as everybody's been hearing me say all the time, except for today. I said I was Michael Jackson, but, well, I mean, that recording. I started off with that recording from Michael Jackson's house. And, you know, well, that could have thrown you off a little bit, I suppose. Anyways, I had my humble beginnings over there at Dead Air Radio. You can visit their website at deadaircrew.com or listen to their podcast. They do a podcast here on openpodcast.org, but they also have a show tonight from 10:30 to 12:30 p.m. to a.m. Central Standard Time. So, me being in Pacific time, their show starts at 8:30 p.m. and ends at 10:30 p.m. We're 2 hours behind. It's a great show. You can go there, listen to the archives. I was on there from May 27th to August 31st. I actually was there till September 11th, but they lost all their September shows for some reason. Other than that, I'm a pretty normal guy. I do the same thing everybody else does. I work, I eat, I crap, I cry, I have a fiance, her name is Christine, and, well, that's about it. Yes. And so, oh, got a phone call here. don't want to. No. You're not the boss of me. Come on, cut it out. I'm trying to do a show here. Hang on a second. I'm sorry, it's my fiance. She wants me to take out the trash. I'll try and get her off the phone real quick, so, you know, I'm not wasting you guys' time. Alright, anyway. What? Stop yelling! How was I supposed to know she wanted that? No, I threw it out! It was starting to smell bad. Who wants a dead raccoon in their house anyway? I didn't know she was out of money. Honey, I gotta call you back after the show, okay? I don't want them to think we're weird. Okay. Bye. I'll try and edit that anyways. Alright, anyway. This is Sam. This is really all the time we have left for the show. So, if you have any comments on this podcast or any previous podcasts, just send me an email at bluecansam@gmail.com. Thank you.